First John chapter 5. Man. And the Lord help me, I'll just read a few verses here. From 1 John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Let's begin reading in verse 13 is where we'll start reading. 1 John 5, 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Those verses that I read to you, there's a phrase that repeatedly appears in those verses. And I know what you said. You said, I know. That's what's in there. That phrase. We know. We know, we know, we know. That's a pretty definite statement there. We know. We know. What do you know for certain tonight? What is it that you know for a certainty? Well, you may feel like you know or have a lot of knowledge about certain things, but what is it that we know of a certainty? That we know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know, when we read the Bible, we know that there are some things that the Bible tells us that are things that we can know for sure. Right? Amen. We know that sin has consequences. We know the Word of God is true. Right? We know that living righteously brings reward. Right? We know that there is only one God. God alone is God, right? There's no other God. Amen. We know that God can do all things. We know this. These things are set in our mind. Certainty. We can be sure of these things. No matter what happens, be sure of those things. Amen. We could go on and say, God is faithful. The Bible tells us that God is faithful. We know that there's a punishment for sin, right? We know that God created man and created all things. These are certainties that we know in our heart because of the Word of God. It's nice to know that there are some things that are sure things in life. Things that we can be confident in. And know this, amen, that they are sure because they are founded upon the Word of God. They are founded upon God's Word. Amen. When John is writing to the church, he tells them, amen, of things that we know. We know. Do you know there are things that if we say we know, then why does he feel the need to tell us? If we know. Why does he feel the need to write in the scripture and tell us these things that we already know? Sometimes when people are trying to tell us something that we already know, we feel like, you know, we get dull of hearing. We don't want to listen to it. It's kind of like, come on, you're wasting my time because I already know this. I already know all about it. What are you telling me for? Why are we going all over all this once again? Hallelujah. We know. There's sometimes we need to be reminded of the things that we are supposed to know. There's times that it does us good to be reminded that there's things that I know that we say, I know that. But the fact is, man, we still need to be reminded of some of those things that we know. Some of those things that we are so certain of. And when we read the scripture, he writes, he says in verse 13, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Hallelujah. You know, so he's reminding them. They're supposed to already know this. He says, we know and ye know that ye have eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And we know that there is a reward for living right. We know of eternal life. I want to just stop for just a moment and just let it sink into those words sink into your mind. Eternal life. Eternal life. When I say those words, what verse jumps out to your mind? Probably one of the most common verses that we all know. Right? Amen. That we might have eternal life. Amen. That we could have eternal life. Sometimes even the most common things, if we're not careful, we become dull. We feel like we know them. But do you know this for a certainty? Eternal life. To live with God forever. To be in the presence of the Lord for all of eternity. Amen. That we know that we can have eternal life. This is not just a pipe dream. This is not just a fantasy land. This is not just something that we dream up, but it's reality. Amen. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can experience eternal life? Hallelujah. Eternal life. What a wonderful reward. That we should live eternally with God. Now, I'm in no hurry to die in this life. I'm really not. But if in this life we had only, this was our only hope. If it is only in this life that we hope to find pleasure. If it's only in this life that we hope to have joy. If it's only in this life that we hope that all good things happen in our life. Listen, we are miserable people. If this is all we have to hope for, but we know that we have eternal life. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, is it a certainty in your life and in your heart that you have eternal life in Jesus Christ? Precious are the death of the saints of God. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful to see a saint of God pass from this life. When we think about it, do we know that we have eternal life? Think about the hope that that brings us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have eternal life with Jesus Christ. When we lay our loved ones in a grave, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life. To know the certainty that you will see them again. To know for sure, amen, that you will be with them. Praise the Lord. To know you have eternal life. You say, Brother David, I've heard about eternal life since I was just a young child in church. Just a young child in church. John reminds the church, and he tells them, I know, ye know. that we have eternal life. Amen. Thank God for eternal life. Hallelujah. When you read that back down further in the scripture, it goes to verse 15. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Notice, we know that he hear us. That's what makes prayer so wonderful, is if you know that he hears us. I think if Satan would like to come and he would like to shake the foundations of what we believe, he would like to shake the foundation of eternal life, and he would might like to make you question what lies after the grave and what lies beyond the grave. Amen. But I believe he'd also like to shake the foundation of your prayer life and make you wonder if God ever hears you, or does God even know that I'm praying? Amen. But we know this, that he hears us when we pray. Hallelujah. We know that he hears us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is as certain as anything else that you will ever know in this life. It is as true as anything else that you will ever find in this life to know that he hears us when we pray. Hallelujah. If we know that he hears us. If we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he hears us. Our prayer life ought to become more excited, more lively, more enjoyable. Sometimes I believe that we pray without even not being sure or not even thinking about the fact that he hears us when we pray. Yeah, because if you were thinking about that, amen, you might be careful about what you said. Sometimes we just mumble. If you talk to anybody else like you talk to God, they would probably say, why do you repeat yourself all the time? Why do you say the same thing over and over and over and over and over again? I heard you the first time. But that seems like we pray to the Lord. We should know that he hears us. Hallelujah. I'm glad the Lord hears me when I pray. I'm glad he hears every prayer. And though Satan would love to shake our foundation and make us doubt and make us question whether God heard our prayer. Amen. I believe it was Sunday night we sang the prayer. I sang the song the choir did about prayer. Amen. You know what? Daniel prayed, and he did not hear an answer. He didn't hear an answer, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed. Amen. But it was after a long stretch of time, the angel came with the answer to prayer. But the angel told him, amen, that we heard you. The Lord heard you the first time you prayed. Amen. God does hear us when we pray. We know that he hears us. We know that he hears us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know. We know. Verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Do you know that you can live above sin? Do you know that you don't have to sin? Do you realize, amen, that we have the power through God to live above sin? With the help of the Lord, we don't have to sin. Oh, the devil would like to make us think, you know what? You're human. You know? It's all right. This doctrine of eternal security for people. Feel like, you know what, I know I got saved, but I know I've done things that's not right, and I'm doing things that's not right, but hey, I'm still saved. I'm still saved. I believe the scripture is very clear, right? We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Whoever is born of God sinneth not. If you really are a child of God, amen, you should try to live above sin. Amen. Heard one man say, you know, if it's not possible for us to lose our salvation, then why are we tempted? Why does the devil bother to tempt us? If it's impossible to lose your salvation, why would Satan even try to tempt you to sin? He would give up, move on to somebody else. He would move on to somebody else that can go to hell, that can commit sin. If it's impossible for you to lose your salvation, amen, he wouldn't bother to tempt you. But if he tempts you with sin, he's trying to get you to fall. He's trying to get you to give up. Amen. We know that we can live above sin. Amen. And we should, as children of God, amen, live without sin in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad that we have an advocate with the Father. I'm glad that we have an opportunity to pray and to call out to the Lord. I'm glad we can ask God to forgive us and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm glad that we can do that. But I believe that there is a power with God that we can live above sin, that we should strive to live above sin. And we know that as children of God, that's what's expected of us. Amen. Amen. Can't just continue to sin. Can't just continue to sin. Amen. What the scripture said, should we continue in sin so that grace may abound? No, God forbid. Amen. We don't continue in our sin. We don't continue on sinning when we try to live above sin. Every one of us. Every one of us. Amen. We know. We know. Look at verse 19. And we know that we are of God and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Man. Do you know that you belong to the Lord? Do you know that? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are of God? And we are His children? Amen. We are His people. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Hey God, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are today? Do you know who you belong to? Do you really know Him? Hey man, do you really know that you are the children of God and that God loves you enough and cares enough about you to call you His own? Hey man, that we can be of God. Hallelujah. We're no longer part of the world, but now we are part of the house of God and the people of God. Thank God He called us out of darkness into marvelous light. We no longer have to live in wickedness and the chains of sin. Amen. But now we can live and belong and be a part of, amen, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Set apart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you know? Do you know? Amen. I'm hurrying. And we know, verse 20, that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true. Hallelujah. Thank God we can know the Lord Jesus. We can know the Lord Jesus. Amen. We know that the Son of God is come. We know that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen, we know, amen, and we have an understanding that we know Him to be the one and true Savior of the world. Amen, we know it with our heart. Amen, we're not looking for somebody else. We're not looking for a Messiah. Amen, we know Jesus is the Son of God. We know it in our heart. Amen, we are certain of this thing and sure of this thing today that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. 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 Remember John the Baptist? He sent the messenger, are you the one or do we look for another? Man, I believe we can know and we should know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. He's the Son of God. Jesus. Hallelujah. We know. Man, the world, they're trying to do away with Jesus, and they try to paint him as being just another man, just another prophet. Amen. There's people that they read the Bible and they read in the Old Testament. They don't have any, they put no faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. But we know that he is the Son of God. We know. Hallelujah. Amen. Satan may shake your world. He may shake your world, but can I tell you, you know Jesus is the Son of God. You know, amen, that you are a part of the family of God. You are of God. Hallelujah. Amen. With that day that you accept the Lord Jesus, Savior, you know that you are of God. You are of him tonight. Praise the Lord. You know that you can live a life above sin. Thank God we can live a life free from sin. Praise the Lord. Thank God we know of eternal life and we know what awaits us. Amen. We have our foundation and we know this to be true. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 14, there's a word there. It's called confidence. Confidence. That's something when you can put your confidence in it because you trust it completely. You have confidence in it. You trust it and you would put your life on it because you have confidence in it. Amen. You would put your life into somebody's hands because you have confidence in them. You trust them. Wow. Man. I was reading in a news thing the other day about a apartment fire. I believe it was in New York City. And there was an expectant lady up on one of the upper floors that was trapped there. And she had to jump off that building into what the fire department had set up on the ground to catch her. That's confidence. That's confidence. They had a picture of her in mid-flight coming down off of that, jumping off of that building. Let me tell you, that's confidence. Hallelujah. But do you know? Do you have confidence in God? Do you have confidence in the things of God? Do you know it to be true? Amen. That you know what? I know. Amen. If I die tonight, thank God for eternal life. Amen. Thank God he's waiting for me and I have eternal life. Thank God. Amen. That Jesus Christ is true. Amen. I'm not dying, laying on my deathbed, questioning whether Jesus is the true God, the true Son of God. I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know it in my heart that he is. Hallelujah. And we know. We know. Hallelujah. Do you know who you are tonight? Do you know who you are tonight? Praise the Lord. Amen. You are, amen, of God. Thank you, Lord. Stand with me if you would tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord. We know, Lord. Praise the Lord.